Hello, my name is Wilson Garoni. I'm the Corporate Vice President and CFO of Microsoft Sales Marketing and Service Organization. I'm here joined by Donna Shisbro. She's the Vice President of Corporate Functions in IT for Microsoft. Today we'll be talking about the evolution of finance at Microsoft and how Microsoft IT is enabling that evolution by leveraging Microsoft technology, such as Power BI and the cloud. Everything starts with the finance vision. At Microsoft, our finance vision is actually probably very similar to the vision that other CFOs have in their own companies. Our focus is really around impact. Everything we do is about how we can create impact in the business and impact in our organization. To support that impact, we have basically what we call our three pillars, which are the three P's. We can create impact through our people. We can create impact through our processes, which we call prioritization. And we can deliver impact through our business partners. As you talk with CFOs in different companies, you see that the framework may have a different shape. But at the end of the day, it's always about driving impact with people, using processes improvement, and building strong business partnership.
Yeah, IT shares that vision. We're all about creating impact for our business partners as well. And we're constantly looking for ways to reduce our costs, create efficiencies, and bring more value to the business. The value of IT is no longer measured by the traditional build and run models. As our business becomes more digitized and our customers interact with Microsoft across multiple channels, the bar for business value rises. We work with business partners like Wilson and his team in finance and enable them with the capabilities that drive the enterprise forward into the modern experience, helping to grow revenue, acquire and retain customers, and increase customer satisfaction.
The partnership with IT that you described, Donna, has really helped to enable an amazing evolution in how we drive impact as a finance organization in Microsoft. Many finance organizations have gone through similar evolution, and they are probably at different stages, but we are all at a very similar journey. When I think about Microsoft, the evolution really began about 15 years ago with what we call One Finance. This was all about how can we become more efficient as a finance organization by centralizing and then outsourcing work that doesn't drive great impact in the business, which is primarily the transactional work that we do in finance. That really allowed us to become more efficient as a finance organization. And actually, the centralization also helped on improving controls. Because key activities are centralized, they don't have to be done in all our geographies around the world anymore. This really has given us back time to the finance organization, and we've been able to focus in areas where we can actually drive more impact to the business. In most of the customers that I talk to, they are right there. They are not in the business insight stage, which we're going to talk about in 1 minute. They're right there in the core finance. Core finance is really about how we modernize our systems, integrate data to standardize the taxonomy and standardize the reporting to have single versions of the truth. That's how we call. There's a lot of work that has to be done on the partnership side with IT. As well as on the finance processes that we handle. This is probably the hardest of the three phases of the evolution. It's the one that the companies struggle with, and it takes time for them to make progress. When we went through that process at Microsoft, it really took us 3 to 4 years to go through and be in a much place which we are today. So really, it's only a few years ago that we began evolving the partnership with the business by really being able to give to the business partners the business insight that is necessary for them to make their business decisions. This phase is about using tools like the Microsoft Power BI. This is the stage where Microsoft is now. We now are working with our business partners to really zoom in and understand the areas of the business where we have opportunities by using great tools and leveraging great data that we have available. So at the end of the day, we have the framework with impact in the center. And I think after you go through that evolution of the three steps, you are in a much better position as a finance organization to start delivering impact to your business partners.
That's exactly right. Using data to deliver impact is one of the key investments that we've made in IT. We tried to rethink how we approach data management and analysis. We wanted to really leverage our existing data assets, but provide a more agile platform that extends and augments them. Our goal was to put the information in the hands of our employees to quickly gain insights and make real-time business decisions, and investing in Power BI has done that. We've provided self-service capabilities that empowers users, such as financial controllers, and there's a good mix of control and agility. Data is certified and accurate, but yet employees can manipulate it and combine it with external sources to make really fast decisions. The dynamic visualizations that Power BI provides means that data to Intersights is now instantaneous for finance and other business partners around the company. Finance can truly understand the ecosystem of what is happening around the numbers, not just process them.
Mm-hmm. Really. This is a great point, Donna. Tools like Power BI have really allowed us to have huge impact in how we work with our business partners. For example, in the past, our business reviews would feature massive decks with 100, 200 slides that were static views of our business. If you didn't have the right view at the time that you were getting the question from the business partner, you had to go back and then produce that view. Today with Power BI, we can have a handful of standard views that we can interact in a dynamic way to get the right insight to the right people in real time. This means faster decision-making process and less time preparing the work and more time driving impact to the business. But the story doesn't end there. If you talk to any other CFO about how they spend their time and what is top in their mind, most of them will highlight a couple other things. First is the performance management and analytical work. This is exactly where Power BI has a key role to play and what we just discussed. The second one is how we remove cost from the organization, asking how can we become a more efficient company, a more efficient organization. Let's talk a little bit about efficiency and cost reduction. I think one of the great opportunities for efficiency and cost reduction, it's really removing the waste of the organization by improving their processes. This is really about our hybrid cloud solutions. The message here is very clear. Stop spending capital expend and start spending more operating expense. This is a way, much more control for a CFO to see their expenses. You don't have to invest in all resources that are supporting your IT because you are leveraging our cloud services. We're also actually increasing the security with StorSimple and Azure. So those are great examples of how to drive efficiency in the organization through our cloud.
Exactly. As our CEO, Satya Nadella, frequently says, that we are in a mobile-first, cloud-first world, and that's really our goal, is to support that. And IT aims to enable that vision for our business partners across the company. Using our cloud technology has really helped to drive forward our business and the functions that support it. Cloud technology has two really main features: storage and processing power that's on demand and elastic. For example, using Azure, Microsoft's own public cloud technology, it's given us the ability to accommodate the spike in quarter end and year end financial activity. And because you literally pay for what you use, investing in Azure drives costs down, something I know you appreciate, Wilson.
Certainly. Cost saving is very important for me and for other CFOs. Another example, it's when we leverage Link to reduce travel in the organization. Last year, we took one of our major global finance summits, and we decided to not travel everyone to Redmond, where we have our corporate HQ, and actually use Link to deliver the content and the interaction that we had with the teams. We saved not only travel costs for hundreds of attendees, but we also gave the travel time back to our employees. Yet, we still had a great event with strong results and set an example for the business on how to save costs.
That's right. You know, 60% of our users rely on a remote or mobile environment. So we're constantly working with our business partners to enable mobility in a way that really enhances their productivity. For example, we're developing applications that streamline our business processes. Our Microsoft Approvals application enables your finance employees to approve invoices anywhere, anytime, around the globe. IT's focus on mobility across devices means we're affording your resources more time with their business partners rather than being chained to their desks. We're glad you're seeing the value in our partnership. We want to continue to help enable the impact that you have on the business and support the strategic direction of the company.
That's right. Thank you for joining me today, Donna. Tools like Power BI have enabled us to build strong partnership and drive impact, while our productivity and cloud solutions really help us to do so more efficiently and with improved controls. Our partnership with Microsoft IT means we can spend more time with our business leaders, partnering and helping them to make the right business decisions and drive significant impact to the company.
Exactly. Great partnership.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.